We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Top college basketball players may have gotten phone calls from some unfamiliar numbers today. Agents are now allowed to take on elite players as part of a change to NCAA rules that have been announced. Joining us on our newsline to talk about this more is Bloomberg sports business reporter Eben Novy Williams. Eben, how big a deal is this change?
Yeah, this is a pretty big one. If you recall, a couple months ago, back in fall of 2017, the FBI announced kind of a series of sweeping allegations about bribery in college basketball. The NCAA said all the right things afterwards, said they were going to change some things, and this is one of the changes. And this is one of the bigger ones. This is going to allow elite college players to explore their pro prospects, sign with an agent who might be able to, you know, be realistic with them about whether they're a first round, second round, or likely not to be drafted. And in the event that they explore that, decide they don't like their results and want to go back to school, they'll be able to do that. And those are two big concessions for the NCAA.
The argument has long been, from the player's point of view, listen, our performance on the field brings in millions of dollars for our institutions. We should have representation, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's some of these things, I mean, especially being able to explore the NBA draft and then being able to go back to school, which is something that, you know, athletes in other collegiate sports like baseball, for example, they've always had that ability, certainly feels semi-common sense. You know, some of these are changes that the NCAA probably should have made a long time ago. And, you know, the NCAA right now is on the defensive, you know, between public scandal and, you know, antitrust lawsuits and the drumbeat for players to be compensated more than they are. There is a kind of a slow change in a lot of NCAA bylaws that maybe 4 or 5 years ago seemed like they were ironclad.
Now, this affects basketball players. What if I'm an elite running back or linebacker or quarterback? Does this affect football?
Yeah, it's a great question. And a lot of what they announced yesterday, this is all part of kind of a sweeping package of changes. A lot of what they announced yesterday does apply to football, and a lot of it doesn't. This agent specific portion does not apply to football. Obviously, the NFL has a little bit different rules than the NBA. There's no one and done, as it's called in college football. You need to be a little older before you declare for the NFL draft. Also, the sports are a little different. It's a little more rare to have a 19-year-old who's ready to play in the NFL, whereas we've seen, you know, dozens of those cases in basketball over the years. However, the NCAA, they announced other changes earlier this week, including, you know, a more draconian, in my opinion, ruling on, you know, violations. They're going to be harsher with people who violate the rules. They have never had subpoena power when they investigate, but they are now changing some of their bylaws to get a version of subpoena power in there. There's a lot going on, probably a lot good and a lot bad going on at the NCAA right now.
Last couple of seconds here, I just want to clarify. This does not mean players suddenly start getting paid to play, right?
Exactly. Yeah, these are non-financial agreements with agents. Agents will be allowed to pay for, you know, meals or travel if you're going to meet with a pro team. But yeah, these are not going to be million-dollar representation contracts. And if the player decides to go back to school, he needs to sever the agreement entirely.
Eben Novy Williams covers sports business for Bloomberg. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.